trade unions and the fight against council cuts interview. Unite's strategy on fighting the cuts. Socialist Party member Ona Kasab, recently appointed lead for local government in Unite the Union, spoke to the Socialist about the union's strategy for fighting to defend the pay, jobs, and conditions of local authority workers and local council services. With inflation rising, what is your strategy for securing a decent pay rise for local government workers? Unite is balloting our members across England, Wales, and Northern Ireland for strike action for one reason, and one reason alone: we will not allow local government workers to pay the economic price of COVID. The employer's offer for 2021 of 1.75% is an insult. Our claim for 10%, with the RPI rate of inflation now at 7.1%, shows how right we were to make that claim. In our view, the RPI rate, the trade union preferred measure, is no longer representative of the true cost of living. We believe it is time for the trade unions to come forward with a far more accurate measure of the true soaring cost of living for workers. Our ballot strategy is a disaggregated ballot, breaking the ballots down council by council, and sometimes down to workplaces, so that where we meet the legal 50% threshold for turnout in the ballot, we can take strike action, pulling out those key areas who vote for action. It is, of course, the case that we should be able to run one national ballot, but the fact that anti-trade union laws regarding thresholds exist means we have to adapt until we win campaigns to repeal these laws. This is despite so many MPs being elected on far smaller turnouts. Our ballot allows for the anger that currently exists to be channeled into a national campaign on pay. Anger, not just about parties at Downing Street, but about the fact that MPs live a subsidized existence, while our members hold down multiple jobs on poor pay to make ends meet. Our strategy includes setting up combines. The first local government combine, bringing together local government reps, both directly employed and outsourced, met on the 14th of January. This will be a campaigning, fighting body that will take the union's industrial campaigns forward. This is well overdue. Rather than fighting council by council, or outsourced contract by contract, we now have a body that can take the fight to the employers on a national basis, not just once a year on pay, but time after time all year round. Our waste service members in Coventry taking strike action are leading the way. We will form combines bringing waste service workers together to decide on rates for the job and to campaign nationally. We will do the same for other areas including housing and care services. What role can Unite play in fighting against cuts to local services? Our policy, agreed at conference last year, calls on local authorities to agree legal needs-based no-cuts budgets. This is absolutely key. I remember talking to a councillor in Lewisham, telling her why services should not be cut. Her appalling response was to ask me which service I preferred to save. In other words, shall we save children's services by cutting services for the elderly? Our policy now allows our union not just to say no cuts, but to also to say that we have a solution. No longer can councillors hide behind the red herring of illegality. It is perfectly legal to agree a needs-based no-cuts budget with borrowing and use of reserves to fill gaps in the short term, while uniting the community and trade unions to fight and demand the funding that is needed for the longer term. This last part is so important. We know that central government has been cutting funding. We don't need councillors to tell us that. What we need is for councillors to grow a spine and to mount a fight, instead of wielding the axe for the government. Let me be very clear, this applies to all councils, no matter what the political colors. It is political will that is the issue, not legality. We will organize through mass mapping exercises, centrally held data showing figures and what services are being cut, when are outsourced services due to be reviewed, what pay and conditions are outsourcers paying. This will then allow us to plan national responses. Why has Unite agreed to send a speaker to the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, conference? On Channel 4 News recently I heard Annie-Louise Dodds, Labour Shadow Secretary for Women and Equalities, repeatedly quote the cost of living crisis. Yet her party, in power in council after council, has cut service after service, job after job, ruining exactly the lives that she is the shadow secretary for. The equation is a simple one. If you accept that specific groups within society are discriminated against, and then you cut the services that those people rely on, who is going to be hardest hit? Is it not going to be those who are supposedly covered by the portfolio of the shadow secretary? Unite is formally speaking at the TUSC conference, because the cost of living crisis will not be solved by the current parties prowling the corridors of Westminster. Unite has agreed what is a groundbreaking policy against cuts. We want not just to explain our policy. We want to actively promote it, and make clear that we will fight cuts, we will fight for better pay, we will fight with communities, whatever the political colors of councils.